The city of Berkeley, even when we had good friends in there, never, ever appreciated what they had with their recyclers. Never. It's really very, very frustrating. It wasn't like there was anybody else was going to do it. I've never had any involvement in politics before, but we just went and met. I don't know who knew how to do that. Probably somebody that was older, probably somebody from the outside was advising us, but we met with city council people. I remember meeting in city council people's homes with them, telling them why they should. The city had money in those days before Prop 13. They had money that they dedicated to community services. Although in the end, it was kind of there was just a huge number of community services that were supported by the city. And they had money, because that was always a really interesting budget meeting, because we always had to try not to fight with each other, with the other nonprofits. So, you know, the free clinics, just so many things. There was just a wonderful city support for stuff. But so it wasn't unheard of for the city to support community groups. And they had seen recycling work because of the drop-offs under the Ecology Action Grant. Mm-hmm. We just kept at it, and that's all I know. And then I think what happened was the Radical City Council got elected. And so they were more inclined to do all of those things. You know, it was such an exciting time. It was the beginning of everything, the EPA, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act. So I just think they wanted to be on board with it. And that's when Darmy Bailey said he wasn't going to give all that money to white hippies. Which we pretty much were, I think.